I'm going to read from Matthew chapter 24. I'm going to read verses 3 and 4 and 5. As he sat upon the Mount of Olives, the disciples came unto him privately, saying, "Tell us, when shall these things be, and what shall be the sign of your coming, and of the end of the world?" Jesus answered and said to them, "Take heed that no man deceive you, for many shall come in my name, saying, 'I am Christ,' and shall deceive many. Many have been deceived by other men who said that they had come from God, or that they had been sent by God, or that an angel had met them out in the desert and gave them a special message for the people. You cannot believe everything that everybody tells you, but you can believe what the Bible says. The Bible will never lead you astray. Men may, but never will God's word lead you astray." There's a lot of things we know about Christ that we don't know about some of these fly-by-night people who come to you and try to indoctrinate you into something that's not scriptural. Jesus was pre-announced. All through the Bible we read about Jesus. And yesterday I told you some of the distinguishing attributes of our Lord Jesus Christ, how that he was pre-announced, and how that he came to die, not just to live. I told you that he came to suffer. So today I want to talk about a few more predictions that we find in the Bible. God promised to the patriarch Abraham that through him all the nations of the earth would be blessed, and the predictions that the tribe of Judah would be supreme among the other tribes until the coming of him whom all nations would obey. And that strange yet undeniable fact of the virgin birth is clearly predicted in the book of Isaiah. And then again in Isaiah 53 tells us about the humble sufferer, the servant of the Lord, who would lay down his life as a sin offering for the people's offenses. And if Jesus is who he claimed he is, a Savior, a Redeemer, then we have a Christ, a leader, worth following in these perilous times. We have one who will step up into the breach of death, crushing sin's gloom and despair. He is a leader to whom we can make total sacrifice without losing, and whom we can love even unto death. We need a Christ today. In these times in which we're living, we need a Savior who will make cords and drive the buyers and sellers from our new temples, who will blast the unfruitful fig trees, who will talk of crosses and sacrifices, and whose voice will be like the voice of many waters. But he will not allow us to pick and choose among his words, discarding the hard ones and accepting the ones that please our fancy. We need a Christ who will restore moral indignation, who will make us hate evil with a passionate intensity and love goodness to the point where we can drink death like water. I'm going to stop the lesson right here, but tomorrow I will continue on the subject of the life of Christ. I'd like to tell you that you can listen to this program on WZAP from your vehicle, from your smartphone, or from your computer. Log on to WZAP's website and click Listen Live. I hope this 5 minutes has been an encouragement to you. You can get in touch with me at BibleStrong316@gmail.com or log on to our website at BibleStrong316.org.